4, 3, 2, 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I beheld my Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs stood in attendance on him. Each of them had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his legs, and with two he would fly. And one would call to the other, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord God Almighty. His presence fills all the earth." The doorposts would shake at the sound of the one who called, and the house kept filling with smoke. I cried, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my own eyes have beheld the Lord God Almighty, the King of the Lord of hosts." Listen in as we unpack this scene from Isaiah chapter 6. Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is September 10th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Deuteronomy 23:13-25. Further, there shall be an area for you outside the camp where you may relieve yourself. With your gear you shall have a spike, and when you have squatted you shall dig a hole with it and cover up your excrement. Since Hashem your God moves about in your camp to protect you and to deliver your enemies to you, let your camp be holy. Let him not find anything unseemly among you and turn away from you. You shall not turn over to his master a slave who seeks refuge with you from his master. He shall live with you in any place he may choose among the settlements in your midst, wherever he pleases. You must not ill-treat him. No Israelite woman shall be a cult prostitute, nor shall any Israelite man be a cult prostitute. You shall not bring the fee of a whore or the pay of a dog into the house of Hashem your God in fulfillment of any vow, for both are abhorrent to Hashem your God. You shall not deduct interest from loans to your countrymen, whether in money or food or anything else that can be deducted as interest. But you may deduct interest from loans to foreigners. Do not deduct interest from loans to your countrymen, so that Hashem your God may bless you and all your undertakings in the land that you are about to enter and possess. When you make a vow to Hashem your God, do not put off fulfilling it, for Hashem your God will require it of you, and you will have incurred guilt. Whereas you incur no guilt if you refrain from vowing. You must fulfill what has crossed your lips and perform what you have voluntarily vowed to Hashem your God, having made the promise with your own mouth. When you enter another man's vineyard, you may eat as many grapes as you want until you are full, but you must not put any in your vessel. When you enter another man's field of standing grain, you may pluck ears with your hand, but you must not put a sickle to your neighbor's grain. Isaiah 6:1-7:25. In the year that King Uzziah died, I beheld my Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs stood in attendance on him. Each of them had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his legs, and with two he could fly. And one would call to the other, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord of hosts. His presence fills all the earth." The doorposts would shake at the sound of the one who called, and the house kept filling with smoke. I cried, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my own eyes have beheld the King, Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew over to me with a live coal, which he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched it to my lips and declared, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt shall depart and your sin be purged away." Then I heard the voice of my Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And I said, Here I am. Send me. Inene. And he said, Go, say to that people, Hear indeed, but do not understand. See indeed, but do not grasp. Dull that people's mind, stop its ears, and seal its eyes, lest, seeing with its eyes and hearing with its ears, it also grasp with its mind and repent, and save itself. I asked, How long, my lord? And he replied, Till towns lie waste without inhabitants, and houses without people, and the ground lies waste and desolate. For Hashem will banish the population, and deserted sites are many in the midst of the land. But while a tenth part yet remains in it, it shall repent. It shall be ravaged like the terebinth and the oak, of which stumps are left even when they are felled. Its stump shall be a holy seed. In the reign of Ahaz, son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, King Rezin of Aram, and King Pekah, son of Remaliah of Israel, marched upon Jerusalem to attack it, but they were not able to attack it. Now, when it was reported to the house of David that Aram had allied itself with Ephraim, their hearts and the hearts of their people trembled as trees of the forest sway before a wind. But Hashem said to Isaiah, Go out with your son Shear Yashub to meet Ahaz at the end of the conduit of the upper pool by the road of the fuller's field, and say to him, Be firm and be calm. Do not be afraid and do not lose heart on account of those two smoking stubs of firebrands, on account of the raging of Rezin and his Arameans and the son of Remaliah. Because the Arameans with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah have plotted against you, saying, We will march against Yehuda and invade and conquer it, and we will set up as king in it the son of Tabeel. Thus said my God, It shall not succeed, it shall not come to pass. For the chief city of Aram is Damascus, and the chief of Damascus is Rezin. The chief city of Ephraim is Shomron, Samaria, and the chief of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. And in another 65 years, Ephraim shall be shattered as a people, if you will not believe, for you cannot be trusted. Hashem spoke further to Ahaz, Ask for a sign from Hashem your God, anywhere down to Sheol or up to the sky. But Ahaz replied, I will not ask, and I will not test Hashem. Listen, house of David, Isaiah retorted. Is it not enough for you to treat men as helpless, that you also treat my God as helpless? Assuredly, my Lord will give you a sign of his own accord. Look, the young woman is with child and about to give birth to a son. Let her name him Emmanuel. By the time he learns to reject the bad and choose the good, people will be feeding on curds and honey. For before the lad knows to reject the bad and choose the good, the ground whose two kings you dread shall be abandoned. Hashem will cause you to come upon you and your people and your ancestral house such days as never have come since Ephraim turned away from Judah, that selfsame king of Assyria. In that day, Hashem will whistle to the flies at the ends of the water channels of Egypt, and to the bees in the land of Assyria, and they shall all come and alight in the rugged rivers, and in the clefts of the rocks, and in all the thorn breaks, and in all the watering places. In that day my Lord will cut away with the razor that is hired beyond the Euphrates, with the king of Assyria, the hair of the head and the hair of the legs, and it shall clip off the beard as well. And in that day each man shall save alive a heifer of the herd and two animals of the flock. And he shall obtain so much milk that he shall eat curds. Thus, everyone who is left in the land shall feed on curds and honey. For in that day, every spot where there could stand 1,000 vines worth 1,000 shekels of silver shall become a wilderness of thorn bush and thistle. One will have to go there with bow and arrows, for the country shall be all thorn bushes and thistles. But the perils of thorn bush and thistle shall not spread to any of the hills that could only be tilled with a hoe. And here cattle shall be let loose, and sheep and goats shall tramp about. 2 Corinthians 11, 16 to 33. I, Paul, say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For you suffer fools gladly, seeing you yourselves are wise. For you suffer, if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we have been weak. Howbeit, whereinsoever as any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knows that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king, kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Psalm 54, 1-7. Save me, O God, by your name, and judge me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them, Selah. Behold, God is my helper, the Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies, cut them off in your truth. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen his desire upon my enemies. Proverbs 23, 1-3. When you sit to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before you, and put a knife to your throat. If you be a man given to appetite, be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. I want to speak to you today from our reading from Isaiah chapter 6. And in this chapter, we see a tremendous scene unfold. And Isaiah tells us, in the year that King Uzziah died, I beheld my Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. The Israel Bible commentary to this verse reads as follows. Isaiah sees the Lord sitting on his heavenly throne with the base of the throne filling the temple. Though he dwells on high, God is still intimately involved in this world, the manifestation of his presence emanating from the temple. Rabbi Abraham Isaac Kook expressed a similar idea in the 1920s when he wrote that the state of Israel will be an ideal state, which will be the pedestal of God's throne in this world, whose aim is that the Lord be acknowledged as one and his name as one. So who is this Lord that he saw? He saw Jesus Christ. His eyes like flames of fire, his hair as white as snow, his train of his robe filling the temple. And the seraphs stood in attendance to him. Each of them had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his legs. And with two, he could fly. What an amazing scene. I wish I could be a fly on the wall watching this, experiencing this. And one seraph would call the other, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord God of hosts. His presence fills all the earth." And then in verse 5, because Isaiah is in a holy place, all of a sudden conviction of sin hits him like a thunderbolt. And he says, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my own eyes have beheld the King, the Lord of hosts." And then one of the seraphs flew over to me with a live coal, which he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched it to my lips and declared, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt shall depart and your sins be purged away." This is huge. I would say 80 to 90% of the sins that we commit is with our mouth, with what we say. Yes, there are people who rob stores and who murder and who kill and who lust and who commit adultery. Those are all sins too. Those are actions. But a lot of the sin that we do is with our mouth, with our words. And that begins in our mind. The Bible says that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if we have darkness in our soul, if we have darkness in our heart, it's going to reflect in the words that we say. The other thing to be aware of is that there are spiritual beings affecting us, influencing us all around us. I call them Klingons. I call them critters. They're demons. And demons, if you could see them, you could see them hovering, and they'd be speaking, whispering in your ear words, thoughts of jealousy, thoughts of pride, thoughts of contention, strife, unforgiveness, bitterness, judgment. And those critters, those Klingons, they whisper those thoughts into our mind. Then we speak them out in the form of gossip, in the form of criticizing or judging or condemning or accusing or cursing, unclean words. And that's where a lot of the sin is. And that's exactly what Isaiah was lamenting about and saying, "Woe is me, I am lost. I'm a man of unclean lips." So we are a people of unclean lips. And what it takes to be cleansed and purged is to cry out and to repent and to fess up, to be honest about it, and to ask the Lord, to ask Jesus to cleanse you, to forgive you, to purge that sin out of your heart, out of your mind, out of your thoughts, so that the words that do come out of our mouth are clean, that they edify, that they affirm, that they bless, that they lift up others rather than tear them down. The scene continues, and after this seraph has cleansed him with this hot coal from the altar, and the guilt has been purged away, in verse 8 it says, "Then I heard the voice of my Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" So Isaiah is an imperfect man. He's a sinful man. He's forgiven. He has repented and been forgiven. And the word in Hebrew is hinene. And hinene means, "Here I am, send me." In other words, if you want to go on an assignment, if you want to be used of the Lord and go on the task that he's given you to do, he's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for willing people and available people and repentant people, people who are humble, who've recognized and acknowledged their sin repented of it and said, okay, Lord, I'm a broken vessel. I have sinned, but I've asked for your forgiveness. I'm available. Use me. And then he can use you. When you're pliable, teachable, humble, quick to repent, and you say, Lord, I'm available. Use me in whatever way you want. Then he will. He will start to download assignments to you. It may be a one-day assignment. It may be an assignment that goes for a week. Maybe an assignment that goes for a month. It may be an assignment that goes for many years. So we just basically need to be willing and available and teachable and humble. That's all I have for today. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.
Vish Mareka Yayeh Adonai Anavilaka Vikuneka Yisa Adonai Panav Hileka Vayasein Leka Leka Shalom.
The Aaronic Blessing from Numbers chapter 6, 24 to 26. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Adonai lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.